peeing on the enemy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Marines peeing on corpses is bad. The brass will find these Marines, punish them, and we'll move on. But this is a sideshow, a video that was probably released to make Afghans want to kick us out. Well, we're leaving Afghanistan anyway. The real news is what's happening next door, in Iran. Did you know that intelligence sources are predicting an underground Iranian nuclear test within a year? Did you know that we're right now conducting a military exercise in Israel involving 9,000 U.S. troops? That we have an aircraft carrier flying missions with the Israeli Air Force? Certainly you recall what the president's been saying. He said it in 2009.
Iran's development of a nuclear weapon, I believe, is unacceptable.
He said it in 2010.
Long-term consequences of a nuclear-armed Iran are unacceptable.
And although he's toned it down since then, don't forget what the man he's likely to face in November has said.
When they see our military option in our hand, a possible blockade or possible aerial strikes, they recognize we mean business, because it is unacceptable to the world for us to have a nuclear Iran, and there's no price of oil which would justify that outcome.
Can you imagine the political effect of a successful Iranian nuclear test before the election? Which is why I say, yes, peeing on the enemy is a terrible thing for Marines to do. But that's old news. There appears to be a real war coming, and this one won't be a peeing match. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.